Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Be buzzing with you today. A little bit more with Greg Dowd of NCBA after this.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Coming up Sunday, October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Don't miss two big sales. Starting at 11:30 a.m., it's the Fall Celebration Female Sale, selling 80 Hereford heifers, cows, calves, and donors. Then at 1:30 p.m., it's the Ranch Ready Bull Sale, selling 75 Hereford bulls. Two big sales on October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Go to starlakehereford.com for more information. Star Lake Cattle Ranch. Demand the brand.
Over the last couple of Beef Buzz shows, we've been talking with Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association about the GPSA rule. Want to move past GPSA today and talk about a couple of other things. Invariably, when we talk with Greg Dowd, we talk about the Japanese beef situation and their reluctance to take U.S. beef from animals older than 20 months of age. Greg, are we ever going to make any progress on this issue of getting to maybe at least a 30-month standard?
That's a great question, and it is time that we ask that question. And the answer is we finally had that election here a month or so ago in Japan. We have a prime minister decided upon. In fact, we just see yesterday the other guy running for prime minister has now been indicted. That's kind of interesting. We have another new ag minister in Japan. I think he's the 17th in the last 5 years. And that's what's really hamstrung us here for some time, is that we've had a revolving door at the ag ministry. We haven't had anybody to talk to. Now we have a situation for, I think, 2.5 or 3 years. We have no more elections in Japan. This guy should be in place for a while. I know that the administration has already sat down and tried to have a few conversations with him. But the interesting thing is, I think the first place that we have a real opportunity here, Ron, is in China. I know that the administration, Undersecretary Jim Miller, U.S. Trade Ag Negotiator E.C. Siddiqui over at USTR, those guys are really interested in sitting down and talking to the Chinese, hearing some indication that they are maybe willing themselves to move forward in this discussion. So that's the one on the front burner right now, is let's see if we can move China along. Let's have some discussions to get this Korean FTA passed.
And Greg Dowd tells us regarding that FTA, he is concerned. He says we've got to get this thing done sooner rather than later because we've got competition hot on our heels in South Korea.
Well, the deal with that FTA is that I'm just worried sick that the Koreans are also talking to the Australians. But we may snatch defeat from the jaws of victory here. We've had this opportunity to get a leg up on the Australians in the one market where we go head-to-head more than any other place on the planet. Now the Australians are coming on strong. I'm worried to death. They may actually take this thing out from under us. And if they get the same deal we do, it's about 2 2/3% cut in the tariff each year until we cut it from 40 to zero over 15 years. If they get it there started a year ahead of us, that means that they've got that 2+% tariff advantage for the next 15 years. And that just kills us. And so that's the message we're trying to send to the administration. Get this thing put together, get it done, get it up on Capitol Hill for a vote. And I think the president badly wants to do that himself.
NCBA's Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 2010 convention of the National FFA Organization is right around the corner, and we'll have extensive coverage of Oklahoma FFA members there on the Radio Oklahoma Network, as well as our daily email, Twitter, and our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Our coverage this year, presented by the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association. The convention starts October 20th in Indianapolis. Remember to check our interviews, photos, videos, and more at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the graphic for the Blue Green Gazette to stay in the know.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network.